This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a WordPress web designer who spent years helping businesses make sense of their websites. In this final series, I'm focusing entirely on WordPress, sharing features, tools, and ways of working that many people don't even realize exist or didn't know were an option for their WordPress website. Let's talk about WordPress jargon. Have you ever had a conversation with your web designer and ended up feeling quite bamboozled and positively confused? Did they talk about posts and pages and elements and content and widgets? And, well, are you now distracted like me and singing, "It's got a widget," every time you hear that word and wonder what on earth a beverage of beer has anything to do with websites? Probably not. But advertising jingles aside, the best way to get to know your website and to communicate better with your web designer is to know what on earth they're talking about. And we'll start as we mean to go on. I'm going to be referring to the back end of the website in this episode. It's just the admin area of the website, but you can't see it if you're using the website as a website visitor. That side's called the front end. Now, if that hasn't whetted your appetite for a proper get to know WordPress terms podcast episode, well, I'm only just warming up. Here we go. We're going to start with defining what a WordPress dashboard is. It's the admin area, the back end for logged in users, i.e. you only see it if you have permission and therefore login details. There are different levels or roles of logged in users depending on your website setup. For example, administrators have access to everything, but if you're an editor, you can only see the tools to edit the website. There are three main sections to the dashboard. There's the top toolbar, the admin side menu, and the central dashboard area. The toolbar at the top has shortcuts and links to key areas of your admin area. The side menu is the main navigation for the admin area. But from experience, this can often be the cause of overwhelm for many business owners trying to look after their websites. I've had clients click link after link without ever finding the location they need, and as you can imagine, it's very frustrating for them. The best thing to do is to ask your web designer or developer to walk you through which of the options you're actually going to need to use. Even better if they set you up a bespoke personalized admin area. Yep, that can be done. And it's very helpful and effective.
Thank you.
Finally, you've got the central dashboard area, which is where you can get a snapshot of what's happening on your website, such as posts written, SEO scores, security, and so on. This area, again, can be personalized. So make sure you ask your web designer to help you with that one too.
Pretty please.
Now, there's going to be some terms that you're going to see on the back end of the website, and you're going to hear your website referred to when talking about your website. And as you know, this is a bite-sized guide to web design, so I haven't got the time to go through all of them as much as I'd love to. So here are my top six. In at number six is permalink. This is the permanent web address or URL of your individual post or page on the website. You've got to change it from the default one as it's not very pretty. Yes, another name for permalinks is also pretty links. And this will help with your SEO, but it'll also help make the URLs, the web addresses, work for you and your intended audience. I mean, /2cowsweb.co.uk/P=455_67 doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but 2cowsweb.co.uk/contact lets you know exactly what you're going to see when you use that URL. Number five, shortcodes. Now these allow you to add various functions to your website without writing lots of code. A short code, if you like, a shortcut to customizing your site. Now, you may never need to use one of them, and your web designer may never talk about them. But when you're looking in the back end and viewing a page, and you might want to edit some content, you may well see one of them. So it's good to know what they are. You'll recognize them as they use square brackets. Number four, widget. Yep, it's got a widget, and most WordPress websites have them. It's a piece of content that you can add to your headers, footers, and sidebars, anywhere that's a widget area, that means you don't need to write any code or distract too much from the main content area. You may want to add a calendar to the sidebar for a sports club website, or a small map to the footer for the location of your pub. There's quite a lot of different things that you can use them for. Number 3, Media Library. This is where you store all your uploaded files, including images, documents such as PDFs, videos, and audio files. You can view them as a gallery or a list, and you have access to this from the dashboard or when adding in elements to your posts and pages. Basically, you can see the things in your media library whilst you're editing the site, which is pretty cool. In at number 2, we have Page. This is a static place to display content, such as About or Services. You can have subpages too. So under About, you might have Our Team or History. Under Services, you might have subpages of the different services you offer. In at number 1, we have Post. This is a piece of content that's dynamic. This means that you can sort them into categories and you display them in reverse chronological order by default. You typically see them being used for blogs and news articles, recent projects and events. So why does this all matter? Why do you need to know these terms? Well, in truth, it might never matter. However, if you want to get involved with the process of building your website, understanding a few key terms such as these may just help communication between yourself and your web designer. Ultimately, it'll empower you to take more control over your website. But if you never step foot in there, at the very least, you're going to know what on earth your web designer is talking about. And that's not a bad thing. And there we have it. We've come to the end of another episode of Help My Website Sucks. Did you find it useful? I hope so. I'd be so grateful if you'd consider leaving me a review. Have you got your own website woes and need help? Get in touch via my website, twocowsweb.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.